Now, these be they who separate themselves, they're sensual. Meaning they, you say, now what does that word sensual mean? It means they are not living in the faith realm. They're not living in the spirit. They don't have the spirit. They're sensual. We have five senses, what I can smell, and what I can see, and what I can hear, and what I can taste, you see? Now, all these are called the five senses. They're things that anybody has. They go by them, what I see, and what I can hear, and what I can feel, and what I can smell, and what I can hear, all these things. And that means that we're in the flesh, and we're operating. Oh, they'll say, I feel bad. Well, now, if you're in the spirit, you may feel bad, but you're not bad. So, you know, you can't go by feelings because you feel bad, but you're not bad. You're good, but you may feel bad, you see? And sometimes you feel like the Lord's forsaken you, but he hasn't. So you don't believe the Lord's forsaken you. You may have a feeling that other people may interpret that way. But because you don't go by the five senses, we don't go by what we hear and what we smell and what we see and what we taste and all. We have another sense that the world doesn't have, and that is the spirit. Now, the world doesn't have the spirit, but we do. Now, if we live in the spirit, we're hooked on and connected with another realm. In other words, it's easy to function with faith if we are in the Spirit. It's hard to believe God and exercise faith and function and walk by faith if we're in the flesh. I said it's tremendously hard. But when we get in the Spirit, it's easy. Why? We're projected into another sixth sense. The world doesn't have that. Faith is reaching out and laying hold of that which is not, and holding to it until it becomes that which is. Now, you don't have it, you see. You don't have it. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. But by faith, you receive it. You lay hold on it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, if you've got it, it goes on to say, why would you hope something you got? You know, say, well, I'm hoping for a bicycle. Well, who's that? That's mine. But, you know, I haven't had one a long time, and I've just gotten the habit of hoping for it, and I'm still hoping for it. Well, quit hoping now, honey, because you got it. There it is. See? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance is the thing that you can feel, you can touch. You can straddle that kind of substance and ride it down the street. But when you haven't got it, and it's not there, but still you do have it by faith, then faith is the substance of things not seen. See? All right, faith is the substance of things not seen. It's the evidence, you see. Faith is substance of, faith is substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence. That's it. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. You'll say, well, where's the evidence? It's the evidence of things not seen. I don't have it, and you can't see it, but I have it by faith because I am in a sixth sense. I am reaching out, laying hold on that which cannot be seen by the eye, and it cannot be heard by the ear, and I don't feel one thing because that's one of the members of the five senses. I am not sensual. I have been elevated in the sixth sense, and by faith I have the victory. And you have it. If it's money you need, and you need $1,000, then that you can't spend that until it becomes substance. You got $1,000. You see, you have to have $1,000, but you haven't got it. All right, we'll go God's way. Now, a lot of time we'll pray, oh, everybody pray, I'll get it. You're hoping you get it. You see, you haven't produced the currency that God accepts in heaven. He only accepts one currency, and that's faith. Now, you can, you say, well, now, Lord, they prayed, though, for a month. Yeah, they may pray 10 years. But I never did say nowhere that I'll give anybody something when they pray. I said, when you pray, believe. And if they believe without praying, they get it just like that. You don't have to pray for a thing if you believe. Jesus didn't. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I'm blind. Be thou open. Did you pray? No, I didn't pray. Did you tell the Father that you wanted to, him to give you power and for him to give you eyesight? Nope. I just said for you to be open. I'm believing. And go ahead and see. See? And they opened their eyes. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I've got leprosy and nobody can heal me of that. Be thou clean. Now, go on to town and shop. Go home to your kids because you're all right. Now, did he pray? No, he didn't pray. Lazarus, come forth. You see? You say, did he believe it? Ooh, did he believe it? He said that fig tree, said, you're dead. And it died. Did he believe? He sure did. He believed. And because he believed, did he pray? No, he didn't pray. He said to the mother-in-law, she is sick and had fever and he was hungry, he wanted some biscuits. He'd been walking. They didn't go everywhere on horses in those days. So he had had him a good long walk. And she's an old-fashioned cook, Mama. Mama go in the kitchen. And so he said, what's the matter, Mama? And said, Peter's mother-in-law said, well, I'm sick. And he said, okay. And he just took him by the hand. And he said, fever, I rebuke you. Get out of this, Mama. And immediately left. He didn't pray. He rebuked the fever and believed that the fever left. And immediately the fever left and she got in the kitchen. You say, how do you know? Because the Bible said so. She got up and served him. Now, she reached, Jesus reached out and grabbed a hunk of nothing and held to it and faith brought it up into substance. Now you ask God for $1,000, you haven't got it. Well, now you can't go pay your bills until you get the substance. But before you get the substance, you've got to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence. You say, where's your evidence? Right here. Thank God I believe it. I believe it. I could just go on. How many has got a prayer answered? And you knew before it ever happened you was going to get it answered because thank God you was believing. Like the other morning, I prayed. I was on that radio and I prayed for a fellow that had ulcerated stomach. I've never heard from him as far as I know yet. And I haven't seen him, but I know as sure as there's a God in heaven, I know he's healed. And I know there was a man that is suffering with ulcerated stomach. Why? Because I know when you know, you know. And I know that God anointed me. And when that anointing comes and you've got it and there's not a waver or doubt, then you know good and well there had to be somebody out there that needed healing or he never would have anointed me to do it. So you just go right ahead and act. It doesn't matter. I brought a lot of stuff out of nothing and brought it up where I could look at it. And it works this morning. That's right. You just go ahead. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that's the way we get our healing. That's the way you can get your healing. Is just say, well, now, you know, you go and pray for somebody and they're real sick and you lay your hands on them. Well, you've been praying, say, about 40 or 50 of them and they all acted about the same, so you kind of expect them maybe to act the same. And when they get through, you'll pray for them, for God to heal them, you know. And now if you went in and said, now, Lord, we thank you for this precious soul. They've got so many pills they've got to take, and they've got so many massages they've got to have, and they've got to go through so many tests, and according to the doctor, they've got to stay here 3 weeks, And then they're still going to be weak and going to have to go home for about 2 more weeks before they can come to church. But Lord, give her strength to go through all the stuff that she's going to have to go through. And we hope that she'll gain her strength eventually and come back to church. And then when you'd get through, she'd say, well, Brother, that's the way it always works, all right. And that's the kind of way I was expecting it to work. But that's a funny prayer. I never hear you pray that way. And if you said to him, well, join the crowd, they all believe that's going to be that way. And that's the way it is. No matter what I believe and pray, that's the way they believe it. I prayed for one woman when I got through. She wanted me to come up and pray for her, so I went up and prayed for her. And when I got through, she said, all right, let's believe the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for answering prayer. Well, she said, you keep on praying, and y'all have them pray in the morning service tomorrow. And she said, the doctor said it'd be about 3 weeks before I could be able to get around. And said, I guess maybe in about a month or so, I'm hoping to get back. And that's odd. I said, well, I didn't say nothing. I just thought, oh, well. Now, you say, well, why didn't your prayer go ahead and do the job? I was putting it out, but they wasn't receiving it. They didn't. Listen, you've got to, no matter what, Jesus, nothing wrong with him. But when they just wouldn't believe it'd be done, he said, according to your faith be it unto you. Now, I've said be well, but if you don't have the faith to believe it's going to be done, you're going to be sick and go away sick. He said, according to your faith, not mine. I say, if you believe in me that I'm able to do it, according to your faith be it unto you. And thank God they got it just that quick. Got it just that quick. Now, I know sometimes that we wish we just could push the button and have that kind of faith, but that's the kind of faith that gets the job done. I've gone into several people. I'd go to pray for them, and I'd, you know, be kind of braced to accept the same kind of a dose you get almost all the time when you pray for people. They don't expect much to happen, you know. And they'd say, Brother Hibbard, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've got my shoes ready and my kimono. And don't you lay your hands on me. I've had this pain, and I've had this and that and the other, but I'm getting ready to shake every one of them. When you pray for me, I'm going to get out of this bed, and God's going to heal me, and I'm going to be back on my feet. And said, I'm ready. I'd lay my hands on them, and about that time, they wouldn't wait. I'm going to wait to feel something. Way down in the five senses, you know, not up here in the faith realm. You see, way down in the five, wait and feel it, don't feel it. Well, you keep on praying, because I'm going to start believing when I feel something. You don't get nothing waiting until you feel it. But I have seen, I don't know how many, when I prayed for them, say, hand them my shoes. Well, how you feel? Oh, talking about how I feel, I'm getting up, I'm well. You prayed a prayer of faith, and I'm accepting it. Get the shoes on. By the time they take 2 or 3 steps, brother, here they go. Darlene was sick as a horse, and brother, when you have that diarrhea over in Japan, and I mean you get that, I mean you're sick, and she just took down with it, and brother, she is vomiting. If she looked at food, she is vomiting, and she is weak, plenty weak. And for us to cancel that appointment we had to go that morning, it meant that our whole schedule, every place around, would be fouled up. And she knew it. And I said, well, honey, you're sick and you can't move. Now, we understand. She said, well, Daddy, God can heal. And she was so sick and so weak, she couldn't hardly lift her head. And I said, well, honey, she said, Daddy, all of our tickets are scheduled and we've got to be there or they'll all be canceled. She had heard me preach time after time about what faith was. She said, well, you and Brother McSpadden, lay your hands on me and pray for me. And I'll get out of here and I'm going with you. And God's going to heal me. So I laid my hands on her. And we prayed for her. And when I prayed for her, she started getting up. And I knew she didn't feel any better. Fever seemingly was still there. And she got up on her feet, and Mom was helping, and she walked over, and she had to grab just before she got to the closet where her clothes was. She was awfully weak, and she smiled, you know, as Darlene does. And she started getting ready, and we stepped out. She started getting her clothes on. And when she sat down just as soon as she got her dress on, she sat down. She was still weak. And the boy came up to get the suitcases, and I said, "Honey, do you think you can make it?" "Oh," she said, "I'll be all right. God sees you prayed. I'm going to be all right." She waited. God waited till she got down there and got in the taxi cab. It started pulling off. She got about a block down the street, and all it went, and all the sickness left, and all the pain left, and the fever left. And she said to Mama, "I got it." But she had it when she said, "Lay your hands on me, I'm going to be all right." She had it. That's what I'm talking about. Reaching out and grabbing hold of it. When Janelle was dying with bronchial pneumonia, you've heard me tell it many times, and the rattle in her throat, her lips turned wrong side out, it's cracked, hadn't had a bit of moisture, couldn't take anything, no food, and a rattle in her lungs, double bronchial pneumonia. And oh, what I'd have given, unconscious. You couldn't get her to rally, to say anything. What I'd have given to just seen her smile and be happy. And we went down to the store to call Clellan. That was one watched over the kids and stayed with them. Clellan to come Sunday, because that was Saturday evening. And I went down there to call her to come, because she was going to be real sick Sunday. And she would need someone to stay with her. And so while I went down and was getting ready to drive in, you know, God loves us and he wants to do something for us, but we sometimes forget that it's got to be faith. You can't play around. It's actually got to be faith. So as I started to drive in, God spoke to me as clear as a bell, just like this. He said, "Son, you have what you have believed for." Well, I didn't think, well, maybe it is that big a blow, but anyway, I began to analyze it. I said, "Well, what am I doing? I'm getting ready to make preparation for her to be sick tomorrow. I'm not getting ready for resurrection. I'm getting ready for a funeral." So I backed up, went on to the house, and got inside. And there the madam sitting over the baby with her head down. And I sat down by the side of her. And she looked up at me, and she said, "Did you call Clellan?" I said, "No, I didn't call Clellan." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Honey, have you had a funeral? Have you had her funeral?" She said, "Yes, several times. The devil even showed me the bow ribbon on her hair in the casket." I said, "Yeah, we've had several of them, but we haven't had no resurrection." And I said, "God spoke to me down at the corner when I was getting ready to phone Clellan, and he said, 'You have what you have believed for.'" I said, "Honey, we was making preparation for this kid to be sick tomorrow." And I said, "Let's come to God and ask God to forgive us." I said, we didn't intentionally do this, but we haven't had faith. We've just prayed hoping. And I said, because the child is so close to us, we've let it affect us. And I began to cry. She grabbed my hands and she said, "Honey, pray for me. I need help." That mother loved her kid. And we raised our hand and we said, "Oh God, we're sorry. We haven't believed. And like you said, I have what I have believed for. But extend mercy. Now, we are sorry. We haven't exercised faith. But now we commit her into your hand. Heal her body. I thank you for it." And before I could say amen, she rallied and rolled over and got on her elbow and raised her head and said, "Daddy, I want a drink of water." That was like $1 million. I run in the kitchen and got a glass of water and came back. And when I got close to her, I began to kind of trot like a Chinaman, you know, like this, you know, trying to get her to giggle. And she smiled real big. She thought that was cute. That meant everything in the world to me. She drank the water, paused for a breath, drank some more. Paused for breath, drank some more, and she laid down. She rolled her eyes over big and conscious, and no rattle whatsoever. It is all gone. She said, "Daddy, Where's Darlene? Darlene hadn't been able to get in for 2 weeks to see her sister because of her serious condition. And they were just as close as they could be. I said, honey, she's upstairs. You want to see her? Darlene, Janelle won't see you. And oh boy, here she come, because she just loved Janelle. And she came in and Janelle was sitting up on her elbow. And she came over real quick and said, hello, honey. How are you? How do you feel? She said, just fine. Wonderful what God can do. Reach out and grab a hold of nothing. Hold to it till it becomes that which is. You got to do the believing while they're still rattling, while the fever's still raging. And so about that time she said, honey, where's our dolls? Said, they're upstairs. Go get them. She tore out to go get them, and I started saying, oh, oh. And about that time she took the cover. She threw the cover off and bounced out on the floor. And I thought, well, I wonder if she'd been. And then something hit me and said, what in the world's the matter with you? I said, put a kimono on her, little kimono. And we put that on her where she'd be warm. And about that time, Darlene was down with the doll. They was sitting at the end of the bed, playing and giggling as well as she is right now. Before she is laying there dying, and under my very eyes, the God of heaven-honored faith. But you had to reach out and lay hold upon it. In spite of all the symptoms of the five senses, what I was hearing, what I was seeing, what I was feeling was a lying vanity. But faith went into action and conquered the whole thing.